The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're tuning in Sunday morning. Hope you change your clock. Yes, we lost a little bit of time in the morning, but gosh, I think we'll stay light to about 7 p.m. tonight. That's pretty cool. Of course, we're heard every Sunday morning right here on WHUD, the Hudson Valley 100.7. And good morning to our listeners in Orange County and Putnam County, Westchester. So glad you're tuning in. Today's topic is resources. All the resources I can give you, all the resources that I use to help you become a better investor, help you towards retirement planning, all those goodies for you today. So again, if you can't get them because you're driving along and you can't write these things down, I'll put them up on our website, all the many different resources. But again, before we go into the resources, I always want to give you a market recap. And we try to get behind the numbers with you every Sunday morning, give you an analysis as to what's happening and, you know, the kind of like the reporter on the sideline of a football game. Well, that's me. Okay, I'm Pam Oliver. Hello, hey. What's happening? You know, the strategy, who's injured on the sideline, what's really going on the playing field. A lot is learned by that on the sideline. So I'm looking at the sideline for you, tell you what happened this week. Again, you see all the numbers, Dow Jones setting records twice, over 32,000 and change. S&P 500 set a record this week. NASDAQ, not so much. We'll talk about that in a minute as we try to get behind the numbers. Again, of course, I can give you all the numbers and all the details, but I'd rather give you kind of a sneak peek as to what I think is going on here. So just this last week, last week we were talking about corrections. What? Now we're talking about records a week later. That's how fast the markets move. But we're really more to do with corrections in the NASDAQ, the tech-heavy NASDAQ, which was down over 10%, which was the definition of that of a correction. Like, by the way, definition of a bear market is 20%. We don't want to stay there. Actually, NASDAQ got as low as 11% and then had a turnaround Tuesday this past week. Thank God you hear me market reports every Monday through Friday morning. But we talk about these turnaround Tuesdays that happen so often, it seems. So the NASDAQ was coming into Tuesday this week down 11%. Definitely correction territory. Bounced quite a bit on Tuesday, turnaround Tuesday, but still very, very choppy. But the NASDAQ's been on a tear much of last year. Why? Because, you know, stay-home economy, remote economy, all the money being spent on gaming, all the money being spent on cloud. I mean, gosh, you couldn't even get a camera for your TV if you want to do some, for your computer. It was that crazy with all the demand for all kinds of computer-related as more and more of us moved to their homes or office in the homes, bedrooms, you know, kitchens. I've seen desks set up all over the place when you look online. But again, at the end of the day, it was really benefiting technology, and so many other sectors are so beaten down, from airlines, cruise lines, restaurant chains, hotel chains. I can go on and on and on and on and on, as you know. Now, as we're starting to kind of come out of this, as we're rolling out the vaccinations, as the infection rate is declining, as the hospitalizations are declining, and thank God fatalities are declining, you're starting to see down the road. Remember, the market's always looking 6 months down the 6 months to 9 months down the road. It's what they say, forward looking. So it's looking down the road and saying, wow, can you imagine 6 months from now, September of this year, how things may look a lot different than where they are now? And that's going to help out other economies. So money started shifting out of technology shares, kind of the stay at home economy, remote economy, and going into other areas. Again, we call it the great rotation because it was going out of growth. Technology mostly is growth. And into value, you know, companies like banks. Okay, I'm not suggesting you buy or sell any of these things. I'm just on the sideline reporting to you what's happening, but giving you some analysis deeper than what you might get with the headline numbers. And so as we're sitting here on the sideline, we're seeing this rotation going in. And actually, it's broadening, and that's positive. I mean, it's not a really great market when only one area is working or a couple areas are working, like in 2020. It's a much better market when more and more industries are participating. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. Hope you set your clock ahead an hour, spring ahead. I kind of like that, even though we lose a little bit, you know, time in the morning. It's going to be dark again for some time. But then on the other side of it, 7 p.m. or so, we have light. We could do things after work and so forth. And the birds start humming and chirping and those type of things. So I love spring forward. So set your clock. By the way, most of us don't even have to set clocks anymore, right? Most of us have our smartphones that are smart enough to set that ahead of us. Our computers are smart enough to do that. But there are a couple of things around the house, I'm sure, that are manual that you have to change. Otherwise, you live in two different time zones. Okay, that's enough of that. That's a dad joke, by the way. I'm always told by my sons, I give the best dad jokes, and they laugh at me. having a time, two time zones in a, okay. Well, so the NASDAQ, obviously, not setting records, actually reeling a bit because on top of everything else, the good news is the market is looking down the road, is seeing the economy improving with a $1.9 trillion package spent. And they're putting together, wow, the good news is the economy is going to come back. But Goldilocks is concerned, remember, not too hot, not too cold. And the concern and why the NASDAQ's been taken on the chin as well as the great rotation has to do with this whole notion of inflation perhaps seeping into a system, too much money chasing too few goods. And the concern is too hot, and then the Federal Reserve would have to raise interest rates to kind of cool things off. And again, the market always gets ahead of itself. The 10-year Treasury during the worst of it was about 0.5%. Right now it's 1.6%, which is still historically very, very low. However, it's been moving up. The velocity, which has been moved up the last couple of weeks, has scared some people. And the concern is things like materials are going up. I mean, we heard from, ConAgra. We heard from Heinz, you know, these condiment and food makers. And they're saying the raw materials for them, their sugars and grains, are going up. And of course, if that's happening for them, they're going to pass it along to us. You've seen that before. So that's why it's great to see. Again, we haven't seen the numbers yet to even have Goldilocks too hot. In fact, actually, if anything, we're too cold right now. But as I mentioned, the market is forward-looking. It's looking down the road, looking at the stimulus and getting money in people's hands. And they may start spending it at Home Depot and Lowe's or Best Buy, or hope they don't save it like they did last time. Hopefully we could spend it and have that go around. So I think what's really interesting about this market and going forward is we have to watch inflation very closely. I know personally, we order from Instacart. I do rarely go to a grocery store, but I do notice, and I'm sure you notice, that food costs are going up. Of course, at the gas pump, gas prices are going up, more demand, and actually we've had some supply issues. That's another issue. But we're starting to see that now, and we haven't lived through any inflation, and I hope we don't have to. But we do have the weapon. We do have the Federal Reserve would raise short-term rates and squash inflation should it raise its ugly head. We'll be right back right after these messages. GPS for your finances.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances here on WHUD. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place in 2021, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Now, be one of the first 20 WHUD listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, health care, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement. Available as a paperback or an ebook for WHUD listeners now by calling 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Glad you're joining us this Sunday morning here in Westchester and Hudson Valley on WHUD 100.7 FM. And good morning to listeners in Orange County, Rockland, Putnam, and Westchester. And today's topic, resources. I'm going to give you all the resources. Right before the break, we went through the market, everything that's happening there. Again, worried about inflation, Goldilocks, maybe a little bit too hot. Let's hope not. But certainly we're going to get to resources right after this because I want to make sure you get my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. And you just heard our friend Mike Bennett offer the book for free. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. So again, call 845-371-0101. 845-371-0101. 0101. Secure your book, not your father's retirement. We carry a lot of topics here every Sunday morning. We do talk about markets and corrections, retirement, insurance, all those legal matters. All those things are in that book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and how we can get to, again, your father, your mother, grandmother, grandfather, how you can get back to type of retirements they had, which were pensions and so forth. It's all in the book. 845-371-0101. We'll be with you here every Sunday morning. And stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next. The Health and Happiness Show is up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday, we're going to try and make you healthy, wealthy, wise. The Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. How do you like that? And of course, I give the WHUD Hudson Valley Index Report every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday morning. That's every weekday morning around 8:25, right after the famous Mike and Casey Show, right after the traffic. And at 5:15 on the way home, Andy Bales got you covered there. Bill Kugel of Mahoney Asset Management, you know that Southern Charm voice that he has. He'll give you the national business news, the indexes with the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did, local Hudson Valley business news, and the Hudson Valley Business Index we created for you. And of course, all our resources, this show being actually recorded as a podcast and archived for other ones, my TV appearances, our newsletters, it's all on MahoneyGPS.com. Why GPS? Well, we try to navigate, make it easier for you to navigate around this crazy world of finances, markets, corrections, setting records, MahoneyGPS.com. So right before the break, we're talking about the markets having a kind of, like a two-tiered market. Now, last year in 2020, we had the two-tiered market. It was the technology and everything else. And right now, the last couple of weeks, we saw everything else minus technology. We've seen a lot of days we have a mixed market. I used to say a lot of that in 2020 on the market report for WHD every Monday through Friday morning. And we talk about a mixed market, you know, the NASDAQ setting records and the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 200 points, okay? Because that's because a lot of companies and industries couldn't participate because the stay-home economy benefited technology, as I mentioned. And now lately, the last couple of weeks, we've been calling it a mixed market the other way around, where the Dow Jones in general has been higher in general, the NASDAQ's been lower, and we've had a mixed market the other way. So it's kind of interesting to see that. So let's get into today's topic, resources. And I think the best resource you can use is your own eyes. What? But that's a resource? Yeah. So let me give you an example of someone this week, actually, that used her own eyes. And this is someone who's not tech savvy at all. I could promise you that. She's never been on Facebook. But many years ago, when Facebook first came out, the stock actually languished. And by the way, we're not recommending buying Facebook. We're not recommending selling Facebook. This is just an example of what we're trying to get here about using your own eyes. So she didn't know much about technology, but she noticed that every kind of retail place she went to had Like Us on Facebook. Every business, she said. She goes, I see this like little blue sticker. Remember that? She's down on Facebook herself, as I mentioned. And at that time, Facebook was reeling. It just came out as a new issue. And again, we couldn't understand how they're going to make money. Sometimes today we understand how they make money. But yeah, how they're going to make money. How is this going to happen? Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO, is very young, not answering very good questions from Wall Street as to what the expectations were, how they're going to monetize their site, and the stock was languishing. But with her own eyes, she said, you know what, I'm going to put some socks them away. I don't know how much further research she did. Again, I would encourage you that as a starting point to use your own eyes, not use your own eyes. But someone give the example, because there's a great example, someone who doesn't even use technology, someone who's never on Facebook, never will be on Facebook, but saw a lot of businesses like us on Facebook, like us, you know, first rolled out. I guess you still see that. Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Manager. So glad you're joining us Sunday morning. Today's topic, resources. And the very first resources is use your own eyes. And that segues into someone who suggests that. This is a great resource. One Up on Wall Street. That's a book put out by Peter Lynch. It's a little bit older now, but Peter Lynch was the famed money manager for Magellan Fund, the Fidelity Magellan Fund, which had 20% returns year after year through the 1990s. And part of his whole thing, the one up on Wall Street is you, your own eyes and what you see. Again, last year, 2020, again, I'm not recommending you buy or sell this. Here we go, disclaimer. But last year, around this time, We started shutting down schools and universities, and it just happened so fast, cascading, boom, 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 boom. And by the way, last year, March of this time, yeah, we had Dow 29,000. We took a trip down to 18,000, 11,000 point loss. Some days, 2,000 points at a time. Remember how awful that was? Anyway, we all started having to figure out how to work still. And Zoom, as an example, and people use their own eyes, say, wait a second, we're Zooming people, we're Zooming people. Hey, is that an investment? Is that a public company? And you saw a lot of that. So the Fidelity Magellan manager, Peter Lynch, in One Up on Wall Street, talked about an example, this is back in the 1990s, where his wife and her friend couldn't find this famous pantyhoses that were in eggs, or eggs, you know, these little eggs you see at the counter, remember those? Well, every time they go around, they couldn't find any. And he started thinking, with his own eyes or his wife's own eyes, saying, that's interesting. And they're going from one place to no place. Now, again, this is really well before apps and cell phones and things like that. But they're going really driving from retail place to retail group place to try to find them. And sure enough, he invested and made a fortune. So I think sometimes we don't give ourselves enough credit. Sometimes you think these analysts on Wall Street get it right all the time, or some type of story that's really complicated. Sometimes with your own eyes, I know this is kind of crazy to talk about this as resources here on Sunday morning, but the best resource, I believe, is in your own eyes and own experiences. There's been so many times I've heard about retail chains, or, you know, that didn't start here in New York and look down south like, oh, wow, you know, like the Chipotle. Again, not to buy or sell. You know, that was moving around, starting in the southeast and eventually get up here. But you could see the wave of this happening. And again, and it's all right in front of us. And after this message, we're going to tackle a little bit more about resources, some more books, some articles, some papers you should be reading, and some great websites. We'll be right back right after these messages.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances here on WHUD. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place in 2021, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Now, be one of the first 20 WHUD listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement. Available as a paperback or an ebook for WHUD listeners now by calling 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, heard here every Sunday morning in Westchester and the Hudson Valley on 100.7 WHUD. And good morning to listeners in Orange, Rockland, Putnam, and Westchester. Today's topic is resources. But before we go back to resources, I want to make sure you get my book this morning. Here we go. Sunday morning, spring ahead. Oh, God, we could use spring. Open up the windows. A couple of nice days this past week. So, again, still a little dark, but on the other side of today, we're going to be light about 7 o'clock. So, spring ahead, let's start thinking about how to grow your investments. Best way to do that, I believe, the books I write. I spend a lot of time on these books and offer this for free for the first 20 callers. It's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for, I think, $17.99 last I saw. But you can get that for free. Early bird gets the worm. Here you go, 845-371-0101. Yes, you're in your kitchen. I'm going to wait for you to get your pen and paper. Maybe it's a pencil. Maybe it's a crayon. Okay, write this number down. 845-371-0101 for your free book, Not Your Father's Retirement. I think a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning, chapter by chapter. How also, again, this is a semi-autobiography of my father. Unfortunately, he's passed away some years now, but he worked at Local 38. He had a pension. He had it all. He had the annuity, healthcare, vision, dental. Always complained about copays, but still, he had a great deal. Our grandparents had those type of deals. My grandmother worked at Reader's Digest over there in Pleasantville. Again, at that time, was a great deal. Again, gave their employees' pensions. And you know, pensions are disappearing. So my book is an attempt, semi-autobiography, to try to get back to my father's or grandmother's way of which corporations took care of them. We can't rely on our employers, but we can rely on what we can do. And they're all in those chapters. So 845-371-0101. 1-800-875-5701. Stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next, the Health and Happiness Show. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, we're trying to make it healthy, wealthy. Call it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHD Hudson Valley Index Report every weekday morning, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right here on 100.7. Around 8:25 after the traffic on the famous Mike, and I do mean famous, Mike and Casey Show. And at 5:15 on the way home, Andy Bale Show on WHD. Bill Kugel, National Business News, he'll give you the indexes, S&P and so forth, and the Hudson Valley Index. So we got you covered Monday through Friday. We take a break on Saturday, and here we are back with you Sunday morning. For more information about what we do, go to MahoneyGPS.com. And right before the break, we're talking about Peter Lynch, who was a very famed money manager for the Fidelity Magellan Fund. A lot of people know him in the world. Compounding rates around 20% per year in the 1990s. And he said, trust your eyes, the one up on Wall Street, you have that one up. Because you could be flexible. You could buy 100 shares or 50 shares. You know, Wall Street, sometimes they like a idea. They may have to buy 40,000 shares, 60,000 shares for a percentage, let's say, of their portfolio. But the one up on Wall Street, you could see this maybe even before some of these institutional money managers. You don't have to make it so difficult. Wall Street doesn't have to be so difficult. And they gave the example of someone who's not even on Facebook, will probably never be on Facebook, who then saw it with their own eyes, like us on Facebook, store to store, from a bakery to a retailer to a, you know, you name it, all those things started popping up, and she started saying, if more and more businesses are using this, this has to be something pretty interesting. Another great resource is How to Make Money in Stocks, the book by William O'Neill, How to Make Money in Stocks. And he outlines, they took a lot of data and they crunched the data, and they found out that companies that are in really strong industries tend to do better. Those, of course, industries that are not doing so well, that's obvious. But actually, that was one of the highest correlations to stock market success or price success, is buying those companies in strong earnings areas. Also, earnings are very important. We know that too. If companies can grow their earnings, they get rewarded very well on Wall Street. And what William O'Neill has done, Investor Business Daily, again, aside from the book, How to Make Money in Stocks, he has a magazine newspaper, I should say, called Investors Business Daily. Okay, and you can see that on your newsstand. It's a great book, great newspaper, and a great book also. But again, the book concepts are great because they do flow into the reading in the newspapers. Again, I get it religiously. I love it. And actually, by the way, it ranks for you group A, B, C, D, E, just like it was in elementary school. A being the strongest group, B, and so forth. You can kind of look up the stocks you own and see how that compares. Earnings, they rank it from 99 being the highest earnings grower for companies all the way down to 1, which is the lowest, and they do that for you. So Investors Business Daily, put up by William O'Neill, and is also the book How to Make Money in Stocks. I think that's a great resource. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. You'll find us here every Sunday morning talking about the markets, the craziness, everything that's going on. But again, we want to get behind the numbers and make you better investors. And today's topic is resources. So I gave you two books already, Peter Lynch, One Up on Wall Street, How to Make Money in Stocks by William O'Neill. Those are classics, no doubt about it. And the extension of William O'Neill, How to Make Money in Stocks, is a day-to-day newspaper called Investors Business Daily. All the themes that are in the book are also in that newspaper. I like to get Barron's every Saturday. That's a Dow Jones news service. Again, a little bit sophisticated, but a really great newspaper. It comes out Saturdays, just once a week. I read that. Again, I'm boring on Saturdays and Sundays, I guess, reading it. But again, this is a must read for those who are really into the markets. It's Barron's. Twitter is a great resource. Again, not for tweeting and yelling at the governor and all those type of things, which probably needs to be yelled at. But all the other things other than, you know, tweeting at people and, you know, those yucky things that go on Twitter, it could be a great resource. So a lot of my other colleagues, advisors, money managers, portfolio managers, strategists, analysts, I follow them, they follow me. And in real time, we could kind of see articles that were kind of recirculating. Again, positive articles about the markets and so forth. Again, I think Twitter could be a really good resource. Again, if you use and follow the right people, of course. Otherwise, Twitter is really yucky. I would also say Market Wizards is another book you could look into. Mark Minerva. In fact, I get his postings day by day in real time. The Market Wizards. He goes through some of these Market Wizards. I think there's 8 of them in the book. And tells their stories and how they became Market Wizards. Of course, I will always be putting our resources together on MahoneyGPS.com. And all the resources that we just went through today, I'll post that there too. You can get our newsletter list by going to MahoneyGPS.com. All these radio shows are archived right there. All the TV segments, I'm on national TV almost every week. They're archived there as well. And our newsletters are archived right there at MahoneyGPS.com. Of course, that's a 30-second commercial for our resources. So again, I hope you enjoyed today's topic. Until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@MahoneyGPS.com. And listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD. The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 92.5 WGHQ or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances here on WHUD. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place in 2021, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Be one of the first 20 WHUD listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement, available as a paperback or an ebook for WHUD listeners now by calling 845-371-0101. We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances here on WHUD. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place in 2021, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Be one of the first 20 WHUD listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, health care, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement, available as a paperback or an ebook for WHUD listeners now by calling 845-371-0101.
been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the President and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 92.5 WGHQ or Pamel Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WGHQ.FM. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on Magic 92.5 WGHQ.